Welcome to the July 3rd mentorship session. And now I do want to say hi to some people that might have only been able to be here on the recordings. I just want to make sure I say hi to everybody. Michelle Fincher, hi. I'm not sure if I did a shout out for you when you joined the group, so I want to do that. Janelle, I don't know if I did a shout out to Janelle who joined about 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago. And Nico, who just recently joined. I think she's our most recent. So I do want to say hi to everybody that isn't able to watch and is watching the recording, because I know you'll be watching the recording, and I'm excited that this will continue to share long after we do this evening. So I'm just checking my list to make sure I've said hi to everybody. I really like to welcome people. And the first thing I want to do is tell you that someone offered me a cacao medicine ball, and I decided to eat it. So now I'm kind of like, welcome to mentorship, yes! So what I'm going to do is use this as a teaching opportunity, because this is exactly what I do when things like this happen, like in life. I realized I should not have eaten it at like 6:25 or something, because now I've just got all this energy running through me. So I stopped, I breathed into my belly, which I'm still doing and encourage you to do as well. And I checked in and said, where am I in my body? I was way up here. Ah! Well, that's fun until I need to be present and teach. So I've been breathing into my belly, talking to the cacao medicine, making a note to self not to do that 30 minutes before the mentorship again. And also recognizing this is exactly what I teach so often when things feel a little discombobulated. I literally use the tools that I'm teaching you all the time. And so that's what I've been doing. This fan's gonna drive me crazy, so hold on two seconds. Okay. It's got a little oscillating thing, and it was blowing my hair in my face every 4 seconds, what little hair wanted to blow in. So I feel much more grounded now, and I feel that I can work with the medicine of the cacao in a way that feels supportive, and it doesn't have to be plant medicine. It can be the medicine that life brings to us when you're not feeling very grounded, when you're feeling discombobulated, when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed. It's the same tools. And with that in mind, I'd like to do a brief opening, get us grounded, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about some shifts that we're going to make. We're going to level up. It's going to be mentorship 8.0. Okay. We've been doing mentorship for over 2 years now. Yesterday was the new moon and solar eclipse. Perfect opportunity to regrow from a new seed. And it's not going to change that much. So if you just joined, do not be alarmed. And it feels it needs to change in order to be more supportive to people. So let's just take a moment, breathe into your belly. I'd encourage you to close your eyes. And just check in, where are you in your body? No praise or blame, just awareness. Where are you in your body? And see if that feels grounded for you. See if that feels nurturing, wherever you are in your body. Just really be present to your body in this moment as I open up the space. It's not time to journey right now. This is time to really connect with the earth, connect with your physical form. Invoking the pillars of this temple to surround each of us, including those who watch this on the recording. Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, San Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are in medicine world. I have activated a space like a bubble. It's bigger than that. It's a medicine world space. And we are all in it together. And only pure love and pure medicine are welcome in this space. I invite in your guides and teachers in the seen and unseen realms that would like to be with you this during this time to support you. And I invite in our ancestors who can be of highest and greatest support to you during this session. And I'd like to offer up deep thanks for Pachamama, Mother Earth, the soil, the land, the Akukuna, sacred mountains, Nyustakuna, sacred waterways and open spaces, giving thanks for our plant teachers, giving thanks for my plant lineage and my teachers in the seen and unseen realms, and of course asking them to transmute and transform anything that would impede my being a clear channel at this time. And remembering to breathe into your belly, feeling your guides surrounding you. One nice last deep breath into your belly, and then you can open your eyes. So, Aaron, you might want to mute yourself.
Sounds fun. I'm so sorry. I did not even realize.
Totally okay. I just heard somebody breathe nice and deeply, and I went, "Oh, it's Aaron." It just sounded funny to say mute yourself. So yeah, thank you. It wasn't a big deal at all. I'm really excited that you're all here. Thank you for being here on July 3rd. And thank you for spending your time with us at this time. I'm going to try to stop saying this evening because a lot of people watch the recordings and it's not necessarily evening for them. So at this time that you are experiencing, see, that's the cacao expressing in this moment, breathing ground. You knew what I was saying, experiencing. So I've been, since the retreat in April, I've really been sitting with shifts that I was feeling coming for the mentorship. And again, these aren't huge shifts. However, they feel that they can create huge shifts. These are small changes that can create big shifts. And what was coming up for me personally as a teacher, as a leader, as a guide for this group is that we could use more sense of container and a bit more focus. I don't personally work that way as a general rule. I can work that way in other people's containers. If I go and study with someone and they create a container, I honor that and that's what I work with. I tend to be someone who just naturally flows in to speak with my guides. I have always done it since I was a child and had to kind of go the opposite direction and rein it in instead of trying to open it up. Some of you might feel similar to that. With that said, I love to just let people go and go do your own thing, and I give you the tools and here, rock it out. And I feel that that works in a lot of ways. And I'm also, as I'm interacting and talking to some of you in the mentorship, finding out that some people are not necessarily understanding how to bring this into your daily life. And some people still aren't necessarily connecting in with guides in a visual way. And I really would like you to be able to do that. I'm not going to get into that tonight. But part of what I'm going to do is create some videos that I'll send to all of you, but will definitely go to new people. I'm going to update the How to Shamanic Journey video. I'm also going to ask the advanced students and advanced leadership students to either do a little video or something so that they can share how they got through any blocks to shamanic journeying, because you can hear it from me 1,000 times and it might not click. And then one other student shares their experience and boom, it clicks for you. So I want you to hear other voices besides mine. And there's a lot of advanced students and a handful of advanced leadership students in this group. And that's one of the changes I'm choosing to make, is to really allow them to step up and be leaders within the group and interact more and answer more questions on the Facebook page and let them share what they've learned and what they've gotten from this process so that you're hearing from someone besides me. And when you hear from different folks, different things sink in, and that feels important. The main thing I really would like to do is create more focus and create a tangible container so that each of you can truly take this into your daily life, because for me, that's the point. I've been going to ceremony for a very long time, and the main thing I've learned is that the most important piece is integration and how to bring it into my daily life. I can go to ceremony every single day of the week, and it's still the most important piece is how do I bring this into my daily life. So we just sent out the blog and newsletter and all that, and was thinking of this idea of freedom because it's July 4th tomorrow. And when I'm up on that mountain, how free I feel internally, externally, all these, I feel really good up on the Apu, giving gifts and raising Singha and doing all the ritual. And then it's really important for me to remember to bring that with me back to the valley. That's super important. And if you get anything from this mentorship, I would like for you to get how to work with these tangible tools and practices in your daily life. And I'm not sure if I've explained well enough how to do that, or if it simply needs to be clarified. Ooh, thunder beings just showed up. Yeah. And so I'd like to say that for me, my journey has been a path of initiation, and I was called to this path, I want to say whether I wanted it or not, because that's how it felt. And that's not completely true. That's not really owning it. My soul wanted it. And it was a path of initiation, and there were near-death experiences, and there was psychiatric ward, and it was very dramatic, as a shaman's path often is. Not everybody wants to be a shaman. So I haven't set this up to teach like that, to, oh, Insta-Shaman 101 in our mentorship, right? I set this up to give you tools that have supported me, and these tools have supported me in getting clarity and finding my calling, living my soul mission, manifesting experiences and opportunities and friends and community and prosperity and a beautiful home and beautiful land and connection with the earth. And it just goes on and on and on. And it's because I connect in every single day that it's just become my natural way of living. Doesn't mean I don't have funky days. Doesn't mean I don't feel the cacao medicine ball when I eat it 30 minutes before, you know. And yet I have these tools that I would like to be very clear have completely changed my life. Completely. I mean, if you all had met me 25 years ago, I couldn't keep a job. I was not functioning well on the planet. I had no clue which end was up. I needed some kind of medicine, some kind of tether. I needed focus. I needed purpose. Purpose is very important to me, and living a purpose-driven life. So you don't have to want to be a shaman to do this work and to do these practices. You will want to be focused on living your most expansive life and your soul purpose on the planet. And if you feel that you have your soul purpose figured out, how to expand that. And there's a lot more to it. But I find that most people are really looking for a purposeful life. And I call that magic. I call it magical, because when I go outside and the animals don't run away from me and I can talk to everything and I'm literally receiving information back, and I call it magical because it feels that way. It feels yummy. It feels magical. It's really connection and purpose. It's that soul connection. And using these tools tangibly is what got me there. And I want to make sure that you all are able to do it. And I want to make sure I level up and give you the focus to do that. So one of the things I'm going to start doing as of tonight is, besides the highlights with the recording so that you know what we did, we're also going to have a focus. And tonight's focus in the journey will be this idea of freedom. It makes sense with what's going on right now. And it's what Spirit has called me to take into shamanic journey with you all tonight. So that when you go and look at the archives starting tonight and whatever, and all the rest that we record, not only will you see highlights, you'll see a focus word. So that when you look and you see the word freedom and you're like, oh, I need to do that session right now because that's what's on your heart. Or you see the word joy, or you see the word, I'm going to try to keep it to one word, maybe two, but it'll give you a sense of where the focus is and if you feel drawn to that. Because people have been asking, what sessions should I start with when I join the community? And that's a really great question. And I'd like for you to have a place to start. So one of the things I will be doing is making some new updated videos to help people understand where to start when they're new. And those of you who are already here, we'll send them to you too to see if they help. And if you have a friend who joins the group, or if you have just joined the group, start with the most recent session and see where we are. And then go look for the highlights that resonate for you. And in the future, you'll see our focus as well. I really want to bring focus. And in doing that, I'd also like to give you all a focus for the 2 weeks in between the sessions, home practice. So like when we had the session and I said, you know, make offerings to your ancestors, that can take 5 minutes, that can take 10 minutes of your day. It does not have to be a 4-hour ceremony. You could do it for 5 minutes every day. You know, you could do it once for 5 minutes. You can do it for 45 minutes, whatever feels most resonant for you. I want you to know that you can integrate these practices in. And on that note, I want this to really be a true mentorship, meaning I'm going to begin doing this the way I intended it 2 years ago, which was to bring people, students together who want to learn and study and heal and grow and practice with a sense of commitment. And as a lot of new people started coming in over the last couple years, I feel that I kind of opened it up more broadly because I didn't want anybody to feel left out or feel left behind. I didn't want to be going too fast for anybody. And I don't believe that that will happen anymore. I do believe that with shifting the languaging and letting new folks know what to expect, we can have a really wonderful, committed group. And so I would like for each of you over the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks to sit with, can you give 10 to 15 minutes of your time to these practices every day? That's about 90 minutes a week, maybe an hour and a half. 10 minutes a day is only 70 minutes. That's not even as long as a session. And the sessions count, right? So it can be as simple as making offerings for your ancestors, activating your energetic grid first thing in the morning and in the evening. I do that every morning and every evening. You might be standing in line for 10 minutes at the post office, connecting in with your guides, assuming you can stay focused and do what you need to do at the post office. But there are very tangible, easeful ways to integrate this. This is all about integrating it into your life, not adding more so that you're all stressed out and don't feel like you can do it. The more I've worked these practices, the more spaciousness I have. My life feels a lot like a vacation. It really does. It feels like a vacation because everybody else is running around stressed, wishing it was Friday or complaining that it's Monday and wanting to be doing things that they're not doing. And I'm just doing what I love and love what I do. And I get to create my own hours, and there's just a lot of spaciousness there. And any stress is really self-induced. It's really me creating stress. So it doesn't mean I don't work hard. It doesn't mean I don't work. I certainly do. And it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel that hard anymore. And I would like for each of you to experience that if you're not already. And bringing these practices in, it's like that old adage, which I've mentioned before, if you don't have 5 minutes to meditate, meditate for an hour, right? It really does open up the space. And then you begin living in connection with your guides in such a way that you are always in it and not feeling disconnected. That's where the clarity comes in. I get very clear information, and that leads me where to go and what to do. For me, the challenging piece is, how do I navigate it with all the other humans who are involved? If it was only me to deal with, I would move faster. But if you want to move farther, you want to go as a community. Or maybe that's the opposite. But anyway, I want to do this as a community, not all by myself, right? So I get very tangible information. I get a lot of clarity. I get all sorts of confirmation. And even when something doesn't work out, I get all sorts of confirmation as to why. These tools work. I'm able to move energy. I'm able to create situations that I want to see happen. It's way beyond what I've been able to talk about in the mentorship because you'll start doing it as you do these practices. And I can't just tell you, you live into it. And I was talking to Heather earlier about valuing this, and each of you are paying what you're paying per month, $47 per month, and how to get the most value of it and how to create value within this mentorship, and recognizing that you obviously will get out of it what you bring to it. And also, it's not a linear value that you can check off, you know, I paid $47 and I got this and this and this and this. The value of this is far reaching, infinite, and it's the rest of your life. So when I do the advanced training, we have the 4 month training and then the advanced training, and someone was saying, what's next? Well, your life is what's next. This is about integrating this into your daily life. It's not step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. And so with that in mind, it's still important that I create better focus and container so that you can see the shifts and changes and have tangible tools to work with. I want you to go play in the realms and do all the things. And I also want you to be able to look back in a month or 2 months or 3 months and go, wow, look what I've created. Look how far I've come. And I feel that I can better empower you to have that experience with some container and with some focus. So I am going to ask that everybody in the group make an intention, set the intention to give at least 10 minutes a day to this, which, believe me, goes like that. It's so quick. I do about 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening in bed before I even get out of bed and before I go to sleep. And that doesn't even include everything I do during the day. So I know it can be done. And as I said, it's opened up all sorts of space and time to do it again. And you can do it in anything. You can do it when you're doing the dishes. This is so integratable into your life. Okay. I wrote some notes because I want to make sure I'm remembering everything, and I don't have my glasses on, so it's just like scribbly-ibbly-ibble. I have no idea what I wrote down. Bringing these into your regular life, into your daily life, more support from the advanced students and advanced leadership students. I'm already talking to them to bring more connection in. Meet me halfway. Commit to 10 minutes a day. If you don't do 10 minutes, it's okay. Start again the next day. This is not to make yourself feel bad. This is about, for me, it's about wanting to be friends with my guides and wanting to be friends with my soul energy and being able to talk to myself to do the things I want to do and get the information I want to get. A lot of people spend money to come sit with me to help them find information. I'm trying to teach you to get that information for yourself and to get those openings and that clarity and that love of life and all the things that you are truly seeking. These tools have taken me there and continue to take me there. So I know they work. I know they work. So I want this to be more about consistency, support, community, training, and tools. And I'm going to begin doing this, seeing you all as students who are being mentored within this container. And I'm just going to go for it. And if you choose to stay on board, you'll want to be connecting in with your guides at least 10 minutes a day. Otherwise, you're going to feel the difference. So make an effort, make an intention, not effort, make an intention and see how that works. I talk to my guides in the car all the time. If you're able to stay focused on the road, it's a great way. Like I bet Tracy Prater and some other people who do long road trips know, I was driving to Charlotte to pick somebody up at the airport and I'm paying attention and I'm right there with what I need to be doing in the linear. But my monkey mind is busy focused on the road and doing the good driving and being a responsible driver. And my guides just were like, okay, we got stuff to download. And they started talking to me saying, it's time to shift the mentorship and it's time to level up. So we will continue to shamanic journey. I'll continue to teach, but I'm going to bring a focus to each session, and I'm going to ask you to work with that focus for the next 2 weeks between sessions. Obviously, if other stuff comes up that you want to have as a focus as well, go for it. This is not a strict container. This is helping you navigate. Okay. And obviously, if you have questions or anything, I want you to talk to me about it. I also want to mention the difference between proactive and passive. There are times to be passive in your shamanic journeys and just relax and receive and restore. And most of the work we're doing in these sessions, most of the work we're doing in these sessions is about being proactive. If you are not seeing things when you shamanic journey, if you're not receiving vision and connecting in, please let me know, let Aaron know, let Sandra know, and we can get connected with you, or get you, or Tracy or Heather, get you connected with one of them. And I want to make sure that you get a little added support and are able to start linking in, because what I'm finding is a lot of people don't think they're doing it, and you are doing it. And so a lot of times you just need that confirmation that you're doing it. And I want to make sure you get that and make sure that we're all able to journey together. That's really all I need to talk about. I don't want to get into any more business this evening. That feels good. So you're going to see, the last piece of business. I always do that. I always say I'm done and then I lie. Guidelines. We're going to tweak the guidelines just a little bit to make sure they're understandable, just in case. You all have done a great job not using the Facebook group as personal advertising, posting events and things like that. I appreciate that. My intention for the Facebook group is really to be different than a lot of groups that I see on Facebook. No judgment, just want it to be different. I want you to really be able to share and really be able to communicate. And yes, post the memes, post the fun things. I love that too. And I've been talking with the advanced students about how do we really create authentic, deep conversation. And I'm excited to see that it's starting to happen. I'd like for it to be a place where you really can come and share and have real conversation. And on that note, I would like to remind everybody within the guidelines, everybody has signed off on not giving feedback unless you ask permission first. And I want to remind everybody about that. If you comment on someone's post and you change their languaging to what you think it should be, that's feedback that has not been asked for. If you tell them how you think they should fix it, or you understand, like, this is, all of that is giving feedback that has not been asked for. Most of you, almost everybody is doing great, you know, responses and comments, and I want you to open up and share. The only person I want to see on that page giving feedback without permission is me, because I have permission, because I'm the teacher in this group. So I will be giving you feedback, appropriate feedback, ideas, things like that. And some of the students may say, I don't know how Bloom would do it, but here's how I would do it if you do ask a question, right? They can only share from their experience. So I just want to remind everybody, please keep your comments from your experience, and definitely don't put words in another person's mouth. And it happens. It's totally fine. It's just good to be aware of that, be aware of the way we talk to each other, and be aware of our language. So you're going to see new, you know, updated things rolling out, updated videos. I'd love somebody to go through and find some of the focus words for the last 2 years worth of sessions. So if anybody wants to volunteer, if a group of people would like to volunteer and just check it out and see, that would be great, but not a problem if we don't get that done yet. And this is, I'm definitely intending that this is a mentorship, and I am teaching. And so I'm going to ask for your commitment in that. And I feel that we have a strong, committed group, and I do believe that things will deepen from stepping up in this way. And I'm very excited for the advanced students and advanced leadership students to start sharing within the group as well in a way that can offer different perspective, because that's really important. And they've worked hard as well, and I know that each of you have too. So what I'd like to do tonight is focus on the idea of freedom. It's a very layered word. It's got a lot of baggage, actually, around this time of year. I feel for some people, there's probably a little bit of baggage there. And as I said, when I was up on the APU the other day with some of the students, it's so easy to feel free there. And then driving back down into the valley and all the people and all the busyness and all the disconnect and all of that, intentioning, not efforting, intentioning to keep that inner freedom and that inner peace within in order to stay in alignment with how I choose to feel, the freedom I choose to feel within, even in a world where people don't necessarily feel free. And I was really sitting with this with my guides the last couple days, thinking of you all and considering places where we don't feel free that you might not think of. Because a lot of this work is very much about recognizing programs that you're running and being able to shift those programs if they don't work for you anymore. And I thought about, I saw somebody posting about if you want a beach, if you want a beach body, wear a swimsuit on the beach or something like that. And I thought, so I'm not talking about anybody else, but if I don't feel free to wear a bikini on the beach, I don't feel that freedom. I've created that lack of freedom for myself. If I don't feel free to speak my truth, if I don't feel free to, you know, dot, 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 there's so many things there. If I don't feel free to be authentic, if I don't feel free to be myself, it's good to be sitting with places where we are unconsciously shackling ourselves, where we are unconsciously, and shackling is a pretty intense word, let's cancel clear that, but it might be that for some people actually, now that I'm listening to guidance, where we are shutting ourselves down, where we are closing ourselves off, where we are keeping ourselves small. Keeping yourself small is something that 99% of the people I work with tell me is a challenge for them, that they're playing small in their life, playing small with their gifts, and there's not freedom in that. So I want to just float that out there and just name it and let everybody sit with it in a way that you can work with it tonight during the journey. And I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I have not ever, ever, ever done this before in 20 years of working with people. I'm going to take you into my sacred space, and I feel weird even saying that. I feel naked because I really have never taken anyone into my sacred space. But I'd like to take you all on a journey with me. Let's do it a little differently tonight. And I'd like to take you where I go when I want to feel just bust wide open, freedom, oneness, all of that juiciness. And when I can't get up on the mountain or I can't get to those places in the woods, you know how it's easier in nature to feel that way. I can always link in the realms and get those feelings back. And so, and I think it was Paula, it was a really great post about, I hope you posted this in the mentorship. I don't feel that it's super personal, so I don't know. But I'm pretty sure you posted this in the mentorship about listening to Abraham Hicks and focusing on feeling good, because they are all about the high-flying disc and feeling good, which to me is a wonderful aspect of freedom, feeling good. And how can you focus on feeling good in order to empower and manifest the life you choose? And Paula, you were talking about going out. I think you were talking about going to the woods and going running, and that's what feels good for you, so you're going to do that. Awesome. And what I'd like to do, and it made me think of this, which is why I wanted to offer this up, there are times when I don't necessarily feel good and I can't necessarily go to the place that makes me feel good, that place outside of myself. So I find ways to shift within the space that I'm in. And it might be looking out the window and saying, what a beautiful tree. I love that tree because it is a beautiful tree. What a beautiful sky, what beautiful mountains. I start making those shifts to feeling good by refocusing myself. And these tools help you do that. And if I need to go into a space of ultimate freedom, I go into the realms. That's totally where I go. And I have had dreams that I will not go into at this time where things were happening and I know I was protected because I knew how to just link in with them. And right there I was. I completely stepped out of what was happening in a way that is beyond what I could really express in words. So I'd like to take you into the space tonight. However you visualize it as perfect, you're not necessarily going to know what it looks like to me, and that's okay. But you'll get an idea of where I have gone a lot of times in the past, where I started going with Shaman John about 20 years ago when I first learned how to shamanic journey. I have a couple other sacred spaces, but we'll just stick with one tonight because we don't need to go travel from place to place necessarily. And I'm going to take you on a journey how I like to go play and get free. And then I'll sing a little bit and maybe let you do your own thing, and we will close up the space, okay? So this is a great time to just get comfortable. And please, if you have any questions about anything I've shared tonight, post it on the mentorship Facebook page. I love when you share what you've gotten from the session too. That was really cool to read last time. And for those of you watching the recording, please feel free to share what you get from the recording too, because it brings it all back around. And I know that it's just as potent from the recording as it is live, and I really appreciate you all watching. So let's take some nice breaths into our belly, our collective belly. And again, just check in, where are you in your body? See if it feels good to be in that particular spot in your body, and if you'd like to perhaps move and focus your energy in a different area of your body, you're welcome to do that. So in your sacred imagination, you can just visualize me. La. You can see me as you see me on the mentorship. You can see me as my soul self. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to practice tracking energy in the realms. And so just watch me stepping up to you right now with your eyes closed. Visualize me in front of you. This is a great practice for visualization and shamanic journeying. And then allow my form to shift in a way that you can see what I look like to you as my soul self in the realms. And then I'd like to take your hand and bring you through portal door that it's really just a darkness, but it opens up coming through a stone into a forest. Hopefully that makes sense. It makes sense in my mind, but you're basically, you go into nothingness, which is actually a large boulder, and you come out the boulder into a forested space. Now this forested space, interestingly enough, it's always autumn. I'm not sure why this particular space is always autumn, one of my spaces. So the leaves are multicolored and a lot of them are on the ground. So there's all these kind of orangey brown leaves on the ground, and there's that beautiful autumn light that we experience here in the mountains. I hope that each of you has been able to see that kind of light wherever you live. And it's not a tight space, but there's just a small clearing after that forest. I'm sorry, after the stone, as you come through the boulder, just a small clearing there. It's kind of like my foyer into my sacred forest. So now that you're in there with me, and there's lots of tall trees, it's very similar to, it's really a blend of forests here in Western North Carolina and taller pine evergreen forests as well. And as you go to the left, it's not a distinct path, but there is a way to walk through the trees, making your way to a very large river. And there is a boulder, there's smaller boulders that lead out to a boulder right in the center. And I love to walk on those boulders, those smaller boulders out to the larger one. And it's not big enough for me to lie down on, but it's definitely big enough for me to sit and put my legs over the side and be right there in the middle of the river with the water rushing past me. And it is the most amazing feeling. And I like to breathe into my belly and meditate with the sound of the water and see if I can become one with that water. And the water sings, it makes its own little water, not even little, it makes its own water sounds. And they're different tones, different notes, different vibrations. And it's a river song floating up and floating past me, a beautiful river song made of water and stone and earth, air, ether. And there's just enough sunlight on my face to feel nice and warm, but not enough to get sunburned, which I love. Perfect amount of sun because it's cool in the middle of the river, but that beautiful autumn light keeps me warm. And that's where I like to begin. And then standing on that rock, I personally, and I would invite you to do the same, I like to shapeshift into a Black Panther. And I jump over those boulders in my body and I land on the side of the river again in that jaguar form and that Black Panther form. And I feel all four of my very large paws on the earth. And I have a long, beautiful tail, very powerful ears and eyesight, whiskers. Whiskers are a funny thing. I think they're so funny. I like them a lot. They seem so precious on such a powerful being. And here's where it gets really fun. I begin to run as the panther, as the jaguar. And I run through that forest, feeling the wind in my fur, hearing the wind whistling by, knowing that I'm passing all sorts of woodland creatures who are amazed at my speed, of course. And I'm running along the river, jumping over felled trees and hopping up onto stones and jumping over to the other side of the stone and continuing to run and running up a tree that's fallen halfway and jumping, leaping down the other side just at breakneck speed. It's just so fast and it's so fun. I like to breathe into that power. And I run and run and run the length of this river, and I continue to run, and then the river starts to get louder and louder and louder, and there's a roar that's happening because there's a very, very, very large waterfall up ahead. And I like to run at full speed right up to the edge of that waterfall and jump. And I just breathe into the fall. I relax. I tend to often become human again and just feel the wind. And I love to play with it because this is my sacred space and I can do whatever I want. And I fall and I fall and I fall the length of that waterfall, which just seems to go infinitely. And right before I get to the bottom, I shapeshift into an eagle. And I swoop up, teasing the earth, teasing the water, having fun on the air. And I breathe into my belly and I rise up into the air as high as I can go, and I fly. I'm even putting my arms out right now, feeling the sensation of it. And I love to look down in the valleys and the peaks of the mountains, the trees and the boulders and the continuing river. And I just let go and allow the currents of the wind to carry me. And sometimes I use my wings, and sometimes I just ride the waves of the air. This is my ultimate freedom. I love this place more than any other place that I could even possibly imagine. And up ahead is the peak of a mountain that's open. And I love to land on top of that mountain. It's like an overlook, a cliff almost, but at the peak of a mountain. It's up above the tree line. And I like to land right there. And I often shapeshift back into my soul energy or my human form. And the peak of this space feels to me in that moment like the center of the universe. And I can see infinitely. And I can feel absolute oneness. And as you breathe into your belly, you are welcome to stay in my sacred space and fly around if you'd like, connect in with Jaguar. The sacred space where I live loves to give gifts. So if you want to go back to the river or the forest and ask the energies there to honor you with gifts and support, you're welcome to do that. And if you'd like to fly and leave and go into your own space, you're welcome to do that as well. I want you to go to a place that feels free for you. Just travel to your freedom space, which probably means leaving my space, and that's totally fine. However that resonates for you, make your way to where you feel most free. Allow yourself to experience that. Thank you. Pachamama. Pachamama freedom. Apukuna. Apukuna freedom. Yustakuna. Yustakuna freedom. Cuerpo, cuerpo. Cuerpo, cuerpo freedom. Minte, minte. Minte, minte freedom. Corazón. Corazón freedom. Breath, breath. Freedom, breath, breath, freedom. Luz divina, freedom. Spiritus, spiritus, freedom. Breathe into your belly and really integrate that expansiveness and that freedom that you have created in your journey. Bring that feeling back with you as you make your way back through either my portal door or your portal door back into this physical space, coming from the peaks back to this beautiful planet that we call home. And breathing into that expansiveness and remembering that freedom within this sacred physical experience as you close that portal door behind you. Remember to breathe into your belly to ground this energy in a good way and integrate. And before you open your eyes, I'd like you to see standing in front of you, me. I'm going to stand in front of you again. I'm going to place my finger on your third eye, invoking activation to be fully and wholly supported throughout your time in this mentorship and in this community, activating your energetic grids for your highest and greatest good with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. Activating your awareness and your waking up, and your dreams into reality, and your courage and your joy. Activating all of the beautiful things that you choose. Activating your commitment to self-care and healing and growing and learning in the ways that feel most resonant for you. And those of you who choose to be in this mentorship will continue that walk with this activation. And even if at any point you choose to step out, this activation is about empowering your growth regardless. This is not attached to anything. You have the freedom within. Activating all of this throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms with joy and love from my heart to yours. Breathing into your belly. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. You might want to drink a little water. That's what I'm doing. So we have a few minutes and I wanted to just check in. Maybe you can chat or just hold your hand up if you want to. If you have any questions, obviously any questions from the beginning, which you probably don't even remember what I talked about. That's fine. That was a great journey. I'm certainly not thinking about what I talked about at the beginning anymore. I could feel you all in there. That was really fun. I've never invited people into... We've gone into spaces like that in the past and journeys, but I've never actually brought people into my sacred space. And I, you know, flying may not be your thing. That's something you can sit with over the next couple of weeks. If that's not your form of freedom, that's totally okay. For me, that is just like, it all just melts and I am the sun, I am the moon, I am the air. I mean, I am the wind as I ride the wind. I just absolutely love it. If you weren't able to find your own space that feels like your sense of freedom, that's what I'd like you to practice over the next couple of weeks. Go into your sacred space and create the space that feels that kind of expanse of freedom for you. It might be exactly what we did tonight. It might be completely different. You might want to just turn into well, I'm not naming names, but you might want to turn into a wolf. You know I'm talking to you. Turn into a wolf and just stay planted firmly on the earth and find freedom in a different way. And that's totally wonderful. This is about you feeling that expansiveness and that spaciousness. And my way is not necessarily anybody else's way. It just felt fun to do that tonight. So I just want to check in if anybody has any questions. The focus the next couple of weeks will be freedom. Where are we holding ourselves back from freedom? Where are we impeding our own sense of freedom? How can we refocus into that expansiveness and feeling good to have that sense, that true freedom that comes from within? And practice in your sacred space, really connecting in with that expansive spaciousness and freedom. So does anybody have anything they want to ask or share or mention or anything? You all look like you're kind of blissed out. You're all kind of blissed out. You can either, and it's okay if nobody wants to say anything as well. It's totally fine. It's you're free to do whatever you want to do. Erin, how was that for you?
Did you say Erin or Ann?
Erin.
Okay. It was really sweet. I actually could feel you literally guiding us through your space. Mm-hmm. And I just loved the surprise of the autumn. I was like, of course, like a forest could be in, you know, in that transitional state. And it was just really sweet to be with the colors. And it actually was an invitation in my own shamanic journeying to be open to more, nice. You know, sacred space. Mm-hmm. And I loved the feeling of being the jaguar and, excuse me, I don't even know if I said jaguar right. I think I got real southern there. The jaguar.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. And I could really feel, you know, becoming, and then it was really great because at one point I really was just running along the length of the river, and then you were like, you know, run the length of the river, and I'm like, I'm already running the length of the river. And it was just really fun to be guided on that. So specifically, because normally we have so much freedom, right, to just be on our own journeys. And I actually liked that. I enjoyed the guided. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. And I'm open to do more guiding as well as opening it up. I like to do guided and open it up for you to do what you'd like to do. I won't take you into my space from now on. You'll get to go into your own space. But I appreciate that feedback because that is part of creating container for you all to do proactive work in that might not occur to you. And so, and it's just a great practice to have something be guided through and then go play. That's what I like to do, is guide you all through something and then let you go play, because I know I like the freedom to just run around. Is it okay to journey to that space again? That's a good question, Michelle. You know what? I feel that it is. I don't necessarily even think that that's my sacred space. I feel that that is sacred space. Oh, this is so funny because I feel emotion around it. That sacred space that I found and also was offered to me to bring students into 20 years ago, before I even had any idea that I would ever have a student, when I was just trying to stay out of the psych ward. That's how powerful that space is. And so I really appreciate you asking. I appreciate you asking out of respect, because I did say it's my space. But as soon as you said that, I thought, that's not my space. Because over the last couple decades, when I take people in a shamanic journey, that's where I usually go so that I can walk with you all and do mojo. It's really a medicine space that is special to me. It's like taking you all on a hike and then telling you can't do that hike again. So that doesn't feel good. So you can do that hike again. Thank you for asking. You're welcome to go to that space. That was to the left. There's a whole other thing going on to the right in my world, but whatever comes up for you is perfect too. So that's a great question. I appreciate you asking that. I'd be curious for those of you who want to go back to that space, to hear what you experience. The counsel I'm receiving as I'm talking to you all right now is that that space has a lot of juice because it's been actively worked for 20 years. And I have taken people there. I used to take people into my space to work with them there before I learned how to take them into their own space. I think like the first year I did work 19 years ago, 18 years ago, I would take people into my space to do work because I didn't quite know how to take them into their space yet. And most people would say, I can't do it. So I just went, okay, well, just come with me and we'll do it in my space. So yeah, that's totally, can we get there via our own space, like make a shortcut? I mean, that's between you and the space. I mean, yeah, I don't feel like it has a box on it, however you'd like to get there. I happen to go, it just looks dark. It's just like dark space or something, just dark, nothing. And then I come out through a boulder. That's how I get there. But that's just my portal. And there's probably lots of other portals to get there. And it's really cool because I'm learning as I'm telling you this, that this is a sacred space that has been mojoed up and activated for so long that it's got a lot of juice. And you all can go there. And it, I would, what I'm receiving is it'll be easier to journey in a lot of ways. And it could be a lot more activated because it's just like anything, something that's been used, you know, a stone that's been worn with water for 20 years is going to be a lot more smooth than a stone that's only been worn with water for 2 years or 2 months or 2 weeks or however long you've been practicing. So this is really neat because I'm learning. And that's how this works. I feel like Oprah, you get a sacred space. But that really is how this works. As I share with you all and open up something that I didn't necessarily think to open up before and let go of it, it all opens up. Now I'm getting all these downloads and seeing how this space can be used and how it can be a sacred space for everybody and how sacred space can be open for everybody once I was at a place where I could open it up for you all and say that. It honestly never occurred to me to do that in that way before. And it feels good to do that. Whereas, you know, when I was first starting out, like a lot of you, I would not have wanted to open up that space to other people. And I don't recommend that you do it. I recommend that you keep your boundaries healthy and clean and clear. And when you've done this for a number of years and you have that kind of trust in the space and in the medicine work, then you can open it up. But it's cool that it's like when I give money away, twice as much comes in, or when I share information, more information comes in to share. It's always about keeping that flow going. So this really is how it works. As I share something with you that I had not opened up before, now all these downloads and stuff are coming through. So it's going to be a cool night for me. Is it normal for your sacred space to change with time? Savannah was asking. Your sacred space can change with time. What I encourage people to do is keep your sacred space, keep it, what's the word? Don't recreate the wheel every single time, you know, so that you don't have to think about it. You want it to be as comfortable as walking into your bedroom. You want that kind of comfort in your sacred space because, or whatever room in your house is most comfortable for you. It might be somebody's bathroom that they love even better, whatever it is. You want it to be that kind of comfortable for you so that everything is possible and you feel really safe. And you want that kind of personal connection with your sacred space. That sacred space you just came into me is very alive and very comfortable and very safe and very activated after 20 years of visiting there. So I have other spaces I work with now too, depending. Truth is, I don't really go into spaces anymore because too much thinking. I created sacred spaces to help people have a container. So it's really important to have that container until you feel safe to walk through the medicine world spaces all at the same time. I still am very discerning in doing that. So yes, it can totally change over time and you can show up. Different guides will be there. You might show up and a tree that wasn't there before is there at the same time. Keep it as similar as possible so that you can really go and do proactive work and not have to recreate your space. So Bobby was saying, that's the best I've been able to connect with animals, real game changer. Awesome, you're welcome. Yeah, it never occurred to me that going into that space would be so amped up. Of course it is, I love it. So thank you for coming with me, I really appreciate it. That was super fun, I love when we learn together. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Again, if you have questions or ideas or things, I think we're going to send out a questionnaire and just kind of link in with everybody, because I really want this to be powerful for everybody. And I'm feeling super jazzed about it now that we're making these shifts and changes. So Ladybug says, best visual I've ever had. That's great. That's awesome. So if you want to unmute everybody and we can say goodnight. Thank you all for being here right before July 4th and the new moon and the eclipse. Oh, partial lunar eclipse is July 16th. You can go ahead and unmute everybody. So just be ready for eclipse season. Woo! But thank you all. I really want to thank you for being here.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Boom.
That was great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.